Thank you, Peter. For the final news batch for this first part, we have news of recent Race for Life held at the showground and a couple of food-related stories. But to start, the Norfolk and Norwich Festival gets off to a colourful start.
Our fine city was transformed into a fantastic wonderland full of music and song as a colourful cast of characters led thousands on a very special journey to celebrate the start of this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival. A playful troupe of drummers dressed in yellow and green were last night joined by giant singing dolls, who together entertained the crowds as they moved from Cathedral Close and through the city streets to the Forum, where the audience was treated to a stunning aerial spectacle. The show was performed by French company Trans Express and marked the official start to this year's annual arts extravaganza, which is bringing 17 days of music, theatre, literature, art and more to the city and county. Other opening night festivities across the city last night included a Songs of the Sea concert at St Andrew's Hall, the show Billie Holiday at Carnegie Hall at Norwich Playhouse, and the performances Passionate Machine and Talk In a Bit at Norwich Arts Centre. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, an intriguing work of art appeared outside the Forum, a huge piggy bank, simply known as Pig. The Perspex Money Box will be on display throughout the festival, with people being invited to donate funds to the piggy bank and everybody being asked to help decide which good cause should benefit from the savings that are accumulated. A sign with Pig tells festival goers, "This is a community fund. You can contribute to it if you like, and when you've agreed how to spend it, you can open me and spend it. Hashtag the pig." The installation is the idea of artist Seth Honner from production studio Collider. Explaining the idea behind his work, he said, "People, in my view, are generally good. What we do is create systems to ensure that that remains the case. When we remove those systems, we get scared that somehow people won't be good anymore. But people are amazing and ingenious. I can't wait to see what unfolds." Pig will be outside the Forum until May the 27th.
More than 6,000 women took to the Norfolk Showground to raise money for cancer research and remember their loved ones by taking part in Race for Life. Saturday's Race for Life event was also a pretty muddy event, which saw women and children clambering over and under inflatable obstacles covered in mud on the 5 and 10K races. Luckily, the warm weather and blazing sunshine heightened the already high morale. The following day's 5K and 10K races, which were minus muddy obstacles, were less fortunate, with a profusion of grey clouds and drizzle on the day. One new addition to the event this year that kept spirits up was a string quartet and brass quartet made up of volunteers from All Women Orchestra and Choir, who played classical music at points along the course. Race manager Gemma Turpin said it was hoped £395,000 would be raised over the weekend.
A Norwich Butchers has been nominated for two different award ceremonies in 1 month. Archer's Butchers on Plumstead Road has already won two awards at the National Barbecue Awards and is a finalist for Butcher of the Year at the Meat Management Awards in Birmingham on May the 24th. James Archer's business won the Pork Sausage and Speciality Barbecue Product categories at the Barbecue Awards, but was unable to make the ceremony to collect his prize. The 43-year-old said, "We always win Battle of the Bangers. We have a standard sausage recipe which always does well. And our teriyaki beef kebab is something we've been making for a long while. It's very simple. Over the years we've developed so many different products. Now I'm concentrating on the basic stuff and I think it works."
Beer lovers will be able to enjoy a variety of brews in a special charity banquet. The Norwich City of Ale Charity Beer Banquet takes place on Thursday, May the 31st at Norwich's Maidshead Hotel on Tombland. It will be part of the 2018 City of Ale Trail and is raising money for Break, which supports vulnerable children and young people across East Anglia. The banquet will include a reception drink, four-course taster menu with accompanying beers, and tips from a beer sommelier. Tickets cost £40 per person, and tables for 8 to 10 people are available. The charity event is being supported by Norfolk and Suffolk breweries, including Norfolk Day sponsor Woodford's Brewery, Panther Brewery, Elm Tree Beers, St Peter's Brewery, Grain Brewery and Redwell Brewing. The event comes on the final day for name submissions for a new Norfolk Day Sunshine Session Ale to be made by Woodbastwick-based Woodford's Brewery. It is working with Break for the Norfolk Day competition.
A popular Norwich pizza restaurant is working with some of the city's finest bakers and cocktail makers on a series of new collaborations. Brick Pizza on Norwich Marketplace has announced that it's teaming up with Bar Hawthorn on St Benedict Street to serve pizzas in the evening at the cocktail venue. The new venture kicks off on May the 21st at the bar, where from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Thursday, they'll be offering a selection of four pizzas plus arancini. To celebrate, Bar Hawthorn will be selling Negronis and Aperol Spritz drinks for £5. Brick have also joined forces with Norwich dessert experts Fig Bar, who have created two Budinos, or baked Italian puddings, for the pizza place. One Amalfi lemon with basil, and the other Amaretti with salted butter caramel. Yum! These are available at Brick now for £5 each.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. Marianne Penn and John Francis will continue with more news, as well as Information Desk and our second feature about the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. So it's goodbye from me, Sarah Lomax, and him,
Rupert Hipwell.